Well, it's the day before opening day of bow season, and we haven't got a report from Alger County in a while, so I thought we'd check in with Tom at Hillside, see what he's carrying for bait there for deer hunters, and anything else going on for birds, bears, and fishing. So here we go, dialing up Tom at Hillside Party Store in Munising.
Hillside Party Store, this is Tom.
Tom, Adam from the Outdoors Show. You got a little time to chat today?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Lots going on right now. Wanted to check in on the salmon fishing in the harbor there, you know, in Munising Bay, but also tomorrow's opening of bow season. Wanted to check in, see what you're hearing and what you're carrying for bow hunters.
Well, we've got a little bit of bait in. I've got a pallet of corn in the garage and some carrots and sugar beets. No apples yet. I'm told apples come in next week. We'll see. A handful of guys, not a lot of activity. Doesn't look like, I think, the warm weather, although today certainly was a little bit of a shift. But looks like it's a little slow to start archery season up, but I'm looking at it right now, half a pallet of carrots is gone the last day and a half. So,
well, it's starting to happen then. But, you know, bow hunters, diehard bow hunters are going to go no matter what. You know, they don't care what the weather is or how many deer there are. And quite frankly, many of them spend a lot more time scouting than the typical deer hunter do. So we're getting reports. We're hearing reports around the UP, I guess I should say, that, yes, deer numbers are down, but there are still some nice bucks out there being captured on trail cameras and whatnot.
I would agree with that. That's pretty much the feedback I'm seeing.
Now, are you a bow hunter yourself?
I was years ago before I left for the service, and upon returning back, haven't really gotten back into it heavily, but very much out in the woods, may or may not have my own bait piles designated already, and may or may not have my own experiences with what they're hitting.
Nice. Well, would you be willing to share that at least the type of bait that you're seeing working better than others?
Apples.
Okay. And you got more of those coming in, so that's the good news.
The only thing I don't have here is what they're eating, so I really do not know what I'm doing, clearly. So.
Well, I mean, if you got to wait till they are available, right?
Yeah, that's my supplier said next week, and I'll hold them to it. I'm sure I'll have some.
Anything else you want to throw in for opening a bow season tomorrow?
You know, we're going to do, I know there's discounts buying three bags on bait. Guys were asking for that again this year, and we're going to make sure to do it because I know, you know, you're heading out to camp, you want to grab a few bags. So we're making sure that it's financially friendly for everybody. It's not so much about making money on the bait as it is getting people out in the woods. So
there you go. And when we get back into this conversation with Tom from Hillside in Munising, we're going to focus on birds and bears in our next report later this hour. So stay tuned right here to The Outdoor Show.